Indeed, despite its efforts, despite the powerful methods it used to split this ice, the Nautilus was reduced to immobility. Ordinarily, when someone can't go any farther, he still has the option of returning in his tracks. But here it was just as impossible to turn back as to go forward, because every passageway had closed behind us, and if our submersible remained even slightly stationary, it would be frozen in without delay, which is exactly what happened near 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and fresh ice kept forming over the ship's sides with astonishing speed. I had to admit that Captain Nemo's leadership had proven most injudicious. Just then I was on the platform. Observing the situation for some while, the captain said to me,
"Well, Professor, what think you?"
"I think we're trapped, Captain."
"Trapped? What do you mean?"
"I mean we can't go forward, backward, or sideways. I think that's the standard definition of trapped, at least in the civilized world."
"So, Professor Aronnax, you think the Nautilus won't be able to float clear?"
"Only with the greatest difficulty, Captain, since the season is already too advanced for you to depend on an ice breakup."
"Oh, Professor,"
Captain Nemo replied in an ironic tone, "you never change. You see only impediments and obstacles. I promise you, not only will the Nautilus float clear, it will go farther still."
"Farther south?" I asked, gaping at the captain.